Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about a wonderful command from Isaiah chapter 40. It's the command to behold your God. I'm going to read to you from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 9 and 10, where we read this. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Isaiah 40 is truly one of the most wonderful chapters in the Bible. Almost every verse presents or suggests a wonderful idea and then builds upon each other in this chapter. First comes the comfort to God's people. That's in the first two verses of Isaiah 40. Then the preparation of a way for the Lord. That's in verses 3, 4, and 5. Then onto a description of the great and eternal word of God. That's in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 6, 7, and 8. But here in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 9 and 10, the prophet tells us what the word of comfort is, why the road needs to be prepared for the messenger, and where the eternal word of God directs our attention. It directs us all to behold your God. So this is the word from these verses. You who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. Isaiah spoke of a message so great and tidings so good that they must be spread as widely as possible. From on top of the high mountain, the messenger can proclaim this great message to as many people as possible. It's a message that should be shouted out. So the messenger is told, lift up your voice with strength. Now, what is he supposed to say? Well, he's to say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. The great message that should be shouted so loud is an invitation to behold your God. There's nothing greater for a believer to do than to study and to know their God. Now, this message is not to give God what we might call a passing glance. No, we're invited to behold your God. It speaks of a study, of a long-term mission to know the greatness and the character of our God. It also shows how important it is for the message of God's preachers to focus on God. After every sermon, a preacher should ask, "Did I help the people to behold their God?" More specifically, they're told to behold the returning of the Lord. This is what it says. Behold, the Lord shall come with a strong hand. One aspect of our God that we should behold is the fact of his return. Our God will return to this earth, and he will come with power, as it says here in these verses, with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule. When the Lord comes back, he will come to reward his people. It says his reward is with him, and he will also come to inspect his work. It says that his work is before him. This is something very important for us to know about our God. So, look to him. Behold him. It will be rewarded, and it is the highest occupation of mankind. It is what you were created for. The greatest thing that separates humanity from the rest of creation. So do it today. Behold your God.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.